Redeemed, a four-year-old colt by Include, won the Grade 3 $200,000 Greenwood Cup. That same day in Canada, Proud Citizen sired two stakes winners. Patriot and Proud won the $150,000 Toronto Cup at Woodbine, and up jumps a monster, won the Kai Alta Handicap. Redeemed, went into the Greenwood Cup off a victory in the Grade 2 Brooklyn Handicap. He's won 8 of his 13 starts, 5 stakes, 3 graded stakes, and has earned over $832,000. He is one of 7 2012 stakes winners by Include, who currently ranks among the top 20 on the sire list. Proud Citizen is the sire of 12 2012 stakes winners, 5 of them graded stakes winners, including his second winner of the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks. He sired 4 stakes winners in 4 days last week. Patriot and Proud, and up jumps a monster in Canada, and Ms. Ida, winner of the $125,000 Indiana Downs Distaff, and It Happened Again, winner of the $100,000 Golden Bear Stakes, both open stakes, both at Indiana Downs. Proud Citizen has climbed to number 7 on the North American sire list. Leading sires include Proud Citizen, Standard Mr. and Mrs. Brereton, she owns Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. Watch for yearlings by the Airdrie Stallions at the upcoming sales, because the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursula Ellis.
Good morning, and we are here at the Thoroughbred Center out on the Paris Pike. Cloudy day this morning and a chilly day. I thought everybody else would run around here in short sleeves, but I've got a sweater on.
Well, I'm cold. So
are you
there.
Cold?
No. I'm hot. I stay hot.
Oh, you're hot. Okay. Hot mama.
Past 20 years, I've been too hot.
Off and on, huh?
Yeah, mostly on.
Yeah. Busy morning, though. The track's great.
It's good. Hey, here comes Michael Blowen.
Well, I didn't think he was going to be here.
Hey, that's
well,
great.
Well, he's coming. Well, good. Here he is, live and in person.
Yeah,
he told me he wasn't going to be here. Well, Dr. Bauer's not going to be here. Doc is indisposed. Doc, if you're listening, we miss you, and we're counting on you coming back as soon as you can. Gee whiz, we're thinking about you. But here comes Michael, and what else we're going to do? We got filling in during the second hour. It takes two veterinarians to take the place of Doug, and Dr. Michael Cavey is coming in, and he's coming with Dr. Norm Umfnauer. Is that the way you pronounce that?
Yeah, pretty close.
Pretty damn close.
Yep.
Huh? Yep. Okay. Anyway, I never met either gentleman. Yeah, I did.
They're great guys.
I met Michael up here one day. Must have a horse out here because he was up here at the clocker stand.
Dr. Cavey sold the dam to Uncle Mo. He owned the Uncle Mo's dam.
You know, he bred Uncle Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. That's
well, I don't want to give away too much of the rest of the show, but I just thought I'd mention
that. Well, we can sign off now. Michael Blowen is here. I thought he was going to be somewhere else. We were going to call you, but I guess
change of plans.
Okay. We're going to talk about a little bit about some past winners of the Coaching Club American Oaks, maybe a little Joe Palmer, and, of course, Jackie's announcements. And they are running the CCA Oaks today up at Saratoga. What are you doing today, Michael?
Well, I wish I was at Saratoga. No, actually, I'm going to have fun today. I'm going over to Briarfest.
Oh, okay.
At the horse park because Bull in the Heather, one of our favorite horses, is a Briar horse. And, he's making a personal appearance today.
Is he really? Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Is he a pretty good shipper? Is he?
No.
No?
he's only got to be there for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to be disturbed.
Well,
he'll be all right.
That's what happens when you get a little older.
He'll be fine. And I'll be signing, actually. I'm going to have a little booth there where I'll be signing so people can get my autograph. That's exciting.
Are you going to sign your name or his?
Well, I should sign his. It'd be much more valuable, I'm sure, but that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, he's a flashy kind of a horse.
Yes, he is.
Good-looking horse. Yeah, he's a great horse.
Mean, these Briar horses, the Bull in the Heather little Briar horses that we sell are just flying off the shelves. I mean, it's amazing.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this will make some more sale, too.
Yes, and now with all the publicity we've been getting about Zippy Chippy.
Yeah, you'll have plenty of visitors.
Yes, yeah. We had about 500 yesterday.
500? Mm-hmm. Little Briar girls?
Everybody. It was unbelievable. When I woke up this morning, there was already a bus in the driveway.
What time did you wake up?
Well, it was a little earlier this morning.
I was trying to get over
to see Dr. Byers, but I went to the hospital and they said only families allowed to visit him yesterday. And I said, well, you know, my friend Ursel was there, and they said, oh, we thought that was his father. I said, well, you were mistaken.
Oh, God, I'll take all this punishment.
But I talked to Doug briefly this morning, and Susan, his wife's over there. And
They didn't say that, did they? Only the family could? Are you just making
it? No, that's what they said. That's what they told me, yeah.
Okay, well, I got in before the deadline then.
I guess so.
Yeah.
No, I really do think. Never mind. Anyway, it's going to be fun today going to Briarfest. We can go visit him this afternoon, maybe.
Ursel just walks in and says, I'm Dr. Ellis, and they say, go right in.
Perfect.
He used to be a Dr. Ellis down in Georgetown, but he was a dentist.
Well.
Yeah.
We used to have a horse named Easy Ellis at the farm.
Where is he?
He died.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. Paul Isaacs, Judge Isaacs' horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know
the
that.
The first horse to ever contribute to Old Friends while he was still racing, so we'd always get a piece of the act.
Oh.
Yeah, an old horse was a starter allowance horse.
How old was he?
19.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. I would have guessed 8 or something. Isn't that funny how time flies? Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Everybody out here was accusing him, you know, for naming the horse after me. Of course, they named him after a musician.
Yeah.
Yeah. And after he'd won about 5
that
in a row, and I said,
guy.
Hell yeah,
that
he's was, named after
that
me.
That was Marcellus.
That's it, Marcellus. Yeah, now, Winton is one brother, and
Ellis
is the other.
And there's another one, too. His name begins with an M.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Easy
helped us. So that was good. But we hope Doug gets better soon. He sounds a lot better.
Yeah, when I got to see him, he looked good, and it was just a fuss in the way, you know.
Of course, he doesn't want to be there.
Nobody
you know him.
Does.
My goodness, he's the worst patient in the history of the world, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Grouchy and grumpy and telling everybody what to do.
That's why they thought Ursa was related to him.
The grouchy and the grumpy?
The grouchy and
Well, they didn't get
part.
To know me that much.
When you were in the hospital, you were pretty grouchy and grumpy.
Yeah, you were grouchy.
Oh, I know. It was...
He's got the same
nothing
attitude.
Worse.
Yeah.
Nothing worse.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, well.
Well, maybe we can get him home today or tomorrow, and then he can be grouchy just to a few people.
Yeah,
I sure hope so. Yeah, I sure hope so. But
now figure out what's going on.
You're looking for the works? What's that?
All right, I got him.
It's a piece of paper with some writing on it.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, we got you.
He wants to know the time, Jackie.
102
and 2.
Do I have to write that down?
Yeah, okay. All right. But meanwhile, we'll do a radio show.
Meanwhile, Zippy Chippy. He's settling in very nicely.
That was a nice article and had your picture and
had the
Zippy's
horse's picture
on the front of the
Two losers in one picture. It worked out really well. Two lifetime losers in one picture.
Yeah, I walked in Cardinal Hill, and there you were on the front page.
We had people from Cardinal Hill yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. We had some nice people undergoing a therapy at Cardinal Hill.
Oh, that's the CLIMB program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they take
so they were there. It was kind of amusing because while they were there, Prize decided he wanted to get into some kind of stallion rivalry with you and I. And he puts his rear into the thing and he starts blasting away at the fence. He knocks down most of the fence. And I looked over there I said, holy cow, there's only one board left. I went down there and parked the golf cart in front of it and propped up the boards and everything to disturb him. And then I called Kent and told Kent, you know, what the situation was. And so he told me, just go get some hay and put it in the middle there and distract him, get him away from there. I'll be there in 20 minutes and fix the fence. But I had this vision of Prize running around the farm just having a great old time while the visitors were there.
Yeah.
You and I's a filly.
You and I's a stallion.
Is he?
Mm.
I thought
he's very feminine looking though, and he's very cute.
I could have sworn that was a filly.
No, you is a filly.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
I understand the confusion because he did race within the last 20 years.
It's the short term.
He can remember anything that happened in 1891, the year he was born. He can remember all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. See, I didn't talk about all that stuff, and I've outlived everybody. Nobody knows if I know what the hell I'm talking about or not.
You do remember. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, I'm jealous.
I couldn't. I had two guys on last week that I couldn't do that with because they were as old as I was.
And older.
And, well, one of them was, for sure, yeah. But anyway, I had a lot of fun talking. It was Dr. Ed Fallon and Ted Bates. They're great guys.
Just terrific. You know, that's another thing that makes this game great. I mean, you know, the people that are in it and that tell the stories about the traditions of these great athletes down through the years. It's just amazing. They're great, great stories to listen to. I mean, you never get tired of them. I mean, look at Joe Palmer. Look at his copy of Joe Palmer held together with Scott Tape, whatever else. I mean, you can read those stories over and over again. As Ursula has proven. And
I don't even have to open the book anymore. I can just recite them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so last night I was fooling around on the internet, and I looked up Zippy Chippy, and I found the most amazing thing. One of the big heads of the Presbyterian Church gave a big sermon when he heard the story of Zippy Chippy. The story of Zippy Chippy totally changed his way of thinking about success. And he gave this whole sermon about success what success means. Huh. And he owed it all to Zippy Chippy. So how many lives has he changed?
That's amazing.
Well,
Ursula's flabbergasted.
I'm thinking about how many lives. He ran 100 times, and those who bet on him, I bet he changed their lives.
When they bet him towards the end, I have a picture, actually, of his last race in which he's dead last. I mean, he's not even close to the rest of the field, and it was like the purse was like $300. I mean, it was really pathetic. That was the end of it. But I got a great picture of him last.
Yeah, I know. Didn't they talk about in that article about people were betting on him just to keep the ticket if he should ever win?
It was a great gambling deal because you knew he wasn't going to win it. So he's going off at 2-1 and 5-2 every race. You knew he wasn't gonna win, so it made huge holes in the pari mutuels. Right. So horses that should have gone off at even money were going off at 6-1.
Oh, that's good.
Because all the money in the wind pool was going to Zippy.
Well, the way you bet the races, you should have fit right in, though.
Yeah, exactly.
The loser of the day.
That's what I thought about that picture in the Herald Leader the other day. Zippy and me, and was like the two biggest losers right here.
Yeah. Well, let me interrupt
you. I'm a professional loser. I make money at it.
Here comes somebody. Here comes Callie Karamori.
They're all looking for work.
Callie, they're right over there.
That was chosen for.
Well, July 14th at Hollywood Park, the $150,000 Land of Lucy Stakes was won by Executive Privilege, a 2-year-old filly by First Samurai. And that same day in Canada, Plethora, a 3-year-old filly by First Samurai. Plethora, it is. Yeah. Won the... Here, you want to do this commercial? But anyway, Plethora is a 3-year-old filly. She's by First Samurai, and she won the R.K. Red Smith Handicap. Executive Privilege, bred by the partnership of Betts, D.J. Stables, Kidder, and Betts, and Robinall, trained by Bob Baffert, is a $650,000 graduate of the OBS April 2-year-old in training sale. She's lived up to expectations. Won her debut by 4.5 lengths at Hollywood on June 28th, then won the Land of Lucy by a widening 3.25 lengths. Plethora, bred by Claiborne Farm, wired the field to win the 1 mile Red Smith, posting her third win in her first try in stakes. First Samurai has sired 12 stakes horses in his first two crops, 7 this year, 5 have won a place in graded stakes, and he's got 2 2-year-old stakes winners in his third crop. Winner of the Grade 1 Hopeful and the Grade 1 Champagne is a 2-year-old. The Grade 2 Fountain of Youth at 3. First Samurai is by champion sire Giants Causeway out of stakes winner Freddie Frischon by Dixieland Band, and he stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiry to Bernie Sam. See the website, claibornefarm.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
And Sally is hauling the horse from the old friends. over to the horse park today.
They just brought us, you know, they brought us Zippy Chippy.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
What a great outfit Sally Van Services. They really give back to racing. And by golly, if you're going to do business with any van company in America, it should be Sally's, because nobody gives back more. Nobody gives back to racing more than they do.
And I'm going to tell you something. We have some old horses that travel, and you know, they're not used to traveling. Some of them have been in the same spot for a long time, and they need very special handling. And Nicole and everybody over there at Sally just does an amazing, amazing job. We've never had a horse ride with a nick on them. I mean, they come out of there looking like they're ready to go.
Yeah, well, they've got horsemen working for them. Well, the year's scarcely half over, but Broken Vow has already sired 12 2012 stakes winners. Not only that, but seven others have placed in stakes. That's 19 stakes horses. Pretty routine for Broken Vow. He has even sired a pair of two-year-old stakes winners, Circle and Broken, undefeated winner of the Grade 3 Bashford Manor at Churchill, Broken Sword, undefeated winner of the Juan Gonzalez Stakes out in California. There are two yearlings by Broken Vow in the Select Saratoga Sale. That starts, of course, on August 6th. Both are fillies, and it's noteworthy that Broken Vow has sired four fillies, which have gone on to win Grade 1 Stakes. Broken Vow stands at Pin Oak Stud, home also of Bob and John, Cowboy Cal, Sky Classic. Bob and John's off to a solid start at Stud with two stakes winners, three stakes horses, and some 40 first crop winners. Cowboy Cal's first foal's a yearling. He's a multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire by Giant's Causeway. Eclipse Award winner and champion Sky Classic has sired 58 stakes winners and over 100 stakes horses. Inquiries at Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens. See the website, pinoakstud.com.
What's that mean?
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather is clear, can do this.
All righty, I've got Michael Blowen here with me, and with Jackie, of course, Ressie, and
the whole gang,
and Holly over here behind us. Taking
just
my
in
pulse.
Case. Yeah, exactly. I see she's working on some machine that's got a wire attached to it, so you better watch it.
Okay. That's to wake me up every now and then.
Yeah, that's a cattle prod.
She's pushing buttons.
Yeah. Ollie's our EMS. Ollie's our medic out here.
Yeah, thank
and
goodness.
Last week, I had three of us here were so old, I told her not to stray too far away from the clocker
right.
stand. So
a short leash for Holly.
Yeah. What are you doing? Trying to handicap a race here?
No, I'm getting my loser ready.
Oh, okay. You're just now picking the loser?
No, I got it right here. I'm just looking. I'm fine-tuning my presentation.
Oh, okay.
Fine-tune away.
Oh, Lord. Okay. All right. Who's your loser?
All right. Third race at Saratoga today.
Third at Saratoga.
That's right. Post time, 2 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you for that.
It's a maiden special weight for New York breds. I know these are your favorite kind of races for fillies and mares. And the purse is $60,000.
Oh,
can you imagine
God
this?
God, for New York
anyway,
breds.
Anyway, there's a nice horse in here named Bonita Sonata, who's 10-1 on the morning line. It's a H. James Bond horse, ridden by Joel Rosario. Had a little bit of a layoff. Ran competitively at Belmont in this next to last start. Last time didn't run that well because he didn't get off to a very good start. Broke 10 lengths behind the field. But I think this horse is primed for a big effort, and I'm hoping that she'll be able to finish in the money at 10-1 or better and make your trifectas and exactas and 10-cent supers worth playing.
There you go. What's the number on that horse?
Number one.
Number
who's she
one.
By?
Six furlong. Amashid.
New York
bred, AP Indy.
By AP, and then, yeah.
Another AP.
Okay, it's $3,500 stud fee. It's not that much. But this horse has already earned $17,000 in five starts. Earn a lot more than that. She'll earn a lot more than
is
that.
Is this a maiden race?
Mm-hmm.
You know that I went to the Thoroughbred Farm Manager's Club, and the head of Kentucky Downs was the speaker.
Yeah, Corey Johnson.
And they're going to have a maiden special at Kentucky Downs this year, is $60,000 pot.
Great.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, the reason that the purses are up at Ellis is the spillover from that, from Kentucky Downs.
Yeah. Do you know, we got in the mail with nothing else except a check, we got a check from Ellis Park a couple of days ago from the racing office for $5,000.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
Wow.
Just in time. We got to buy more hay before the hay prices go up. Oh, by the way, if anybody has any extra hay that they'd like us to come and pick up, we'd be glad to do it.
You know, there should have been a good hay crop.
Johnny usually has to deliver it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, there should have been a good hay crop early on. It really should have been good. You know, because we were saying before the heat hit, you can't get in hay this year, you're not paying attention. Because we had rain and it was good. And then,
then we didn't, and that's the problem.
Well, it's come back, though. Might get a late.
Might get us another cutting or two.
Yeah, might get a late cutting.
Yeah, that'd be good. So we got a couple new horses.
Already? Mm-hmm. All right. I'm not surprised.
See, Doug Byers is in the hospital, and he's raking in more horses.
Oh, I don't want Doug to be listening.
That's probably why Doug went.
He'll have another heart attack or whatever it is he's got. Yeah. Yeah, as soon as he left me, and I said, okay, open the gates. Hurry up. Get in here. Don't hide him in the back. Him and Janet, they're going to kill me. We got a nice horse named Mixed Pleasure.
Mixed Pleasure.
Came from Oregon.
Okay, I don't know the horse.
No. But the interesting thing is...
Is it a stallion?
Well, so much for
that. Yes, he is a stallion. Well, you wouldn't know him. He didn't do much.
All right. Why have we got
him? Got a lot of horses.
He's 27 years old.
Okay.
I'm surprised he made the trip as well as he did, but he did. And he was out in Oregon, and he was owned by a family that has been in the racing business for decades. And unfortunately, the father of the family died, and the mother has brain cancer.
Oh, geez.
And so the horses were, you know, nobody was really paying that much attention, so they were all in a little trouble. So there was a bunch of mares and a stallion, so we agreed to take the stallion. One of the interesting things about him is that he goes back to Seabiscuit. And, of course, Seabiscuit was a gelding, so how do you do that? Well, it's all through the female line.
Seabiscuit wasn't a gelding.
Yes, he was.
No.
He wasn't?
No. He started some...
Yeah.
No.
He did?
He was some stud. Yeah, he went to stud.
That's what you call it, had him in California on that
farm. he stood him out there.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Seabiscuit. Not that it does you much good.
Well, he's
dead anyway, so it doesn't make that much difference at this point. But anyway, he goes back to... Seabiscuit. His name is Mixed Pleasure. So that was nice.
Yeah.
Then we got two horses from Earl Mack.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Another stallion named Star Plus.
All right.
Earl Mack had this horse for quite a while and lost him, I think, through the claiming ranks. And then he really liked this horse, so we got him back when the horse was starting to fall through the ranks and took care of him. And he's been over being taken care of by Sarah Scally and Gary Bush and everybody over at Denali Stud. With a gelding.
There are neighbors.
That he had named Lion Hunter. Mm-hmm. So the geldings over at our location at Mirfield Farm in Midway, and Star Plus is over here at Old Friends in Georgetown. So that's the latest update. And we're in the process of negotiating to get one of the Steve Asmussen mares.
Oh, good. The ones that were found at the killer lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
When we get her, I'll tell you the great story about this. This is an unbelievable. Well, I'll tell it now.
Go ahead.
Nobody else is here, right? We're waiting for the important people.
Yeah, nobody's listening.
Okay.
Nobody's listening. Go on.
There we go.
Mom's the word.
Yeah, really. Her name is My Reveille. And last Friday, I was at, a week ago yesterday, at Friday night, we went out to River Downs with Tim Wilson. Tim's horse won the race. It was a fabulous night. But just before we brought the horse up, I got a call from my friend John Boddy. John's a very, very good horse trainer up in New England. He had, in fact, a couple of years he shipped down to Keeneland. And, you know, he's a really great guy, and he's very smart. And he takes great care of his horses. His wife has had trouble with cancer for the last 3 or 4 years, and so he's really spent a lot of time with her, taking care of her, and she's doing better now. So he'll start to get back into the business again. But just before we brought that horse up to the track on Friday night at River Downs, I get a call from John Boddy. I hadn't heard from John in a long time, and John's practically in tears. And if you know John, he's not the kind of guy that's practically in tears very often. And he says, "You got to help me." I said, "What?" He says, "There was a horse that saved my life. I had her when she was running, and she earned over $100,000 for me. She saved my house. She saved my life. She saved my wife's life. She saved everything for me, and she's one of those Asmussen mares."
Ooh.
So I called Tim Ford, who helps us, and Tim called me back and said, well, the first word we got was that she'd gone to the auction and gone to the slaughterhouse 2 weeks earlier. So that was the first word we got. But the second word we got which is the best word, is that she didn't, and she was still at the farm. They were going to try and find out if she was in foal. And she was at a farm in Texas, and they took really good care of her. And as soon as she gets out of quarantine, she'll be coming up to Old Friends.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And John's going to support her and everything.
Is she in foal?
No.
No. Good.
Baron.
Thank goodness. My goodness. Look, we got enough to do.
Yeah.
When I told Janet that, you know, that she might be involved, she goes, well, we're not bowling her here. She goes, we got to find somebody else to send her to. And I don't know. She's got enough to do.
Absolutely.
I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a nice story. And when we get her, you can come over and visit her.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, we're working on it.
Hey, when are you going to
what?
Saratoga.
I'm not sure yet. They're going to have a big party for the publication date for the publication they're doing for the Racing Forum for Old Friends.
Yeah.
So whenever they're going to do that, I'm going to go up there then. I think it's going to probably be the first few days of August or the last few weeks of July.
When's the sales? Are you going to be up for the sale? Or
starts the 6th.
The 6th. You might hit the sale.
Well, if I can stretch my time in Saratoga, I'd like to.
There's a lot of high rollers with big bucks at the sales. Well, you might get some more. Mm-hmm.
I just sit on a bench and
sit there a little pitiful with a cup. Yeah,
exactly.
60,000
I wear sunglasses
a year.
And carry a white stick.
60,000 a year that could get off the streets of New York.
I can't help it if they misinterpret it.
What?
I said 60,000 a year they're making sitting on the curb in the streets of New York.
Yeah. I'm ready.
That was on the news this morning.
You're a kid.
No, they arrested this guy. He's a homeless guy and he's panhandling and he pulls in about 60 a year.
We had a guy in Harvard Square who was a Harvard graduate. He used to do that. That's how he made all his money. Made a lot of money.
What in hell am I on the radio for?
I don't know.
Well, you're not the only one who's asked that question.
Yeah. Yeah.
I answer before people kick me off.
Yeah. Oh, well, according to statistics compiled by the Jockey Club, published in the Blood Horse, Empire Makers climbed to number 2 on the 2012 North American Sire List. First Defense shares the same sire line as Empire Maker, and his dam is a half-sister to Empire Maker. Unbridled Sire of Empire Maker is the grandsire of First Defense. Honest Lady, a Grade 1 stakes winner of nearly $900,000, is by Seattle Slough. Not only a half-sister to Empire Maker, but also to two other Grade 1 stakes winners, including the very successful sire Chester House. Pedigrees just don't come any stronger than that. First Defense was a runner, a Grade 1 stakes winner with brilliant speed. Stands at Judmont Farm, home also the Grade 1 stakes winner and Grade 1 sire Mizzen Mass, sire of 3 Grade 1 stakes winners and of 5 stakes winners already this year. Mizzen Mass is by the leading sire Cozine, sire of going on 90 stakes winners, including last Saturday's winner of the Grade 3 American Derby. For more information about First Defense and Mizzen Mass, contact Gerald O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at Judmont Farm. See the website, judmontfarm.com. Want to say a little word about my good friend Tom Biederman. Biederman Real Estate and Auctioneer's wonderful website. Great properties for sale.
Yeah, it's fun just to look at it.
Fun just to look at it, the website, because they roll forward. You just sit there and watch. You don't have to go hunting for what's for sale.
And he's got some great places for sale.
Yeah.
Got that place right up the road from us on Clay Kaiser, Jackie.
119
acres there.
Thanks.
And it's got frontage not only on Clay Kaiser, but runs all the way through to Hill Road.
Not Hill.
What is that?
Hawkins Cummins.
Okay. Whatever. Anyway.
Our EMS has got a minor in geography.
Very minor.
It's a lovely place. Lovely place. And
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Got a creek running through it in case the water gets shut off.
He has just sold one place. Just sold another place. This would be the second we've sold down on Greenwich. And I know of another one that he's selling. That's in the works right now. I mean, he gets the job done.
Yeah, he does. He's got turnover.
He's really unbelievable. Does. He works really, really hard, and he's really keeps people informed, and he does a great job. You should go to one of his auctions, even if you don't have any money, because it's very entertaining.
Yeah, he's good. He does a lot of charity work, too. That's another one.
Yeah. Well, he's a good guy. This is Tom Biederman at BiederManBrokerage.com. Let me spell his name for you. It's B-I-E-D-E-R-M-E-N, Brokerage.com, and that is his website, of course. His number is 277-2030. Some wonderful property. So if you list in yours or you're looking for a nice place, he's a man to get in touch with. He's somebody you can trust, and he's just all-around good guy. Tom Biederman, real estate and auctioneer.
I have an idea for Tom, too. If some of these farms are too big for people and they need to have a tax write-off, they could donate part of the acreage to old friends. We could have retired horses on them, and it would make it good for everybody.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
Boy.
Hey,
Tom, send him a bill for that. Well, if you're headed to the Saratoga sales, be sure to stop at Barn 8. Take a look at hip number 128. It's a colt by Pulpit, consigned by Pope McLean, Crestwood Farm. He's out of a mare that's already produced two graded stakes winners, Smooth Air, winner of three grade two stakes and placed in grade one stakes. He's earned over $1,117,000, and Overdriven, winner of last year's grade two Sanford Stakes. Pulpit is the sire of seven graded stakes winners already in 2012. Take time to talk to Pope about their operation at Crestwood Farm. Crestwood Farm's family-owned. They have raised a long list of runners down through the years, and they offer a wide variety of services like boarding and sales, both private and public, sales prep, appraisals, confirmation analysis, appraisals, representation at sales, portfolio management, insurance, whatever your needs. Crestwood's a great farm to do business with. Stop by Barn 8 at Saratoga. Give them a call. If you're still here now, 252-3770, check the website at Crestwood Farm. And let us remind you that the entry deadline for the November sales is August 1. All righty. Yeah. Oh, you in it today?
No. Well, I'm in it because I've got my nose in it. But aside from that, no, there's a wonderful article that Barbara Livingston did about Stormcat.
A great retirement. Article today in Today's Racing Form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to open my Today's Racing Form yet.
Oh, that's nice.
All righty.
You know, if you make a friend of her on Facebook, she picks up some of her stuff she's taken and puts it up. It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, she's unbelievable. She
it's
really
unbelievable.
Is.
I mean, she captures stuff. There's one that's kind of a silhouette at Saratoga, a horse out on the track, and the horse got all 4 feet off the ground. How did she catch it right then? I mean, it's really nice. Good job.
Now, which reminds me, speaking about great photographers, I ought to say something about Tony Leonard just passing away.
Oh, yeah.
I knew Tony for 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, when he first came around here, he was started out taking pictures from Mirworth Farm, doing yearlings and stuff, you know, and he was a great photographer, nice guy. Could sing a little bit.
I know. He used to sing out at the old, I used to belong to the Thoroughbreds. Thoroughbreds were years
still
ago.
Still are.
Are they still? Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, mostly women that work in the offices and stuff. And I was farm secretary a couple places. And so we'd all go, and he and Tony Leonard and guy that played the accordion and married a girl I used to live next door to. Joellen Welch, so I can't remember his name.
Joanne's husband.
I'll tell you who he used to be. He was in the, remember the, they had a harmonica.
Harmonicats?
Yeah, I think he was one of those or something. Tony.
I thought that was all harmonica.
Italian. No, it's an Italian. Anyway, he and Tony Leonard would show up and he'd play and Tony would sing the kind of Sinatra Cabaret, Las Vegas saloon voice, you know, belted out. It was great.
He used to sing the national anthem several times down at Rupp Arena before the games.
Yeah.
Went to Yankee Stadium once and sang Star Spangled Banner.
He's a great guy. He came to the farm one day, and I'd never met him. Well, I'd met him before in passing, but I never had the opportunity to spend any time with him. But he came to the farm one day, and we rode around in the golf cart, and he said, you know, I was going to come here for 3 years, and every time I was going to come, I thought I was going to see a bunch of old sway back horses that were old and broken down. And so I never could go because I took pictures of these horses when they were young and vital, and they all looked great. And I was really thought I'd be depressed. But he says, glad I came here because these horses, you know, most of them really look great for their age. And you know, so that was really nice. And then when Tony died, he suggested contributions to be made to Old Friends.
Yeah.
It was really, really nice. And we've already gotten a lot of contributions and a lot of nice notes about Tony. So he was a great, great guy. And I hope somebody really takes great care of his magnificent collection of photographs.
We have several that he gave us that he'd signed.
He gave us a whole portfolio. Yeah, yeah. So we
had him on the show.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, one
time
of the first shows we did.
What was the show that you did in Louisville at Churchill? Was that Breeders' Cup? Yeah, and he walked through where we were broadcasting from.
He said,
wait a minute, sit down. You know, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Well, this is another one of those people that you won't be able to replace in the horse business, but you were glad you got to know.
Yeah, exactly right, Ursula. Well put.
All righty. Anything else out of you?
No, I'm going to go over to Briarfest now.
Oh, of course.
To see what's happening over there. Big celebration.
I think they had a bunch of little girls out here on the tour this morning. They look like
sure
Briar girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're really cute, and they love Little Silver Charm. I'm trying to pitch Briar on either doing Little Silver Charm next for us or Zippy Chippy. I think Zippy Chippy would be good, don't you?
Oh, and Little Silver Charm could be little.
Yeah, little.
Rapid Redux?
Yeah. Well, Rapid Redux would be better, but, you know, we get Rapid Redux, we get two sentences in the paper. We send Commentator to New York, we get two sentences. We get Zippy Chippy, it's on the cover of the, you know, paper and Herald Leader. It's on the front page. It's lead story on the front page.
Above the fold.
Yeah. and then on top of that, we got a guy from Associated Press who came yesterday, and he's going to do a story that's
going out
on Monday on the Wire. And,
oh,
you know,
my gosh.
And so we have all these great horses, you know. It's Zippy that's going to do it for us. That's
Rapid Redux looks great.
Yeah.
Doesn't he? Boy, he looks good.
He's so smart, that horse.
Is he?
Oof.
Yeah, but he...
He scratches my back.
We went out. Last Sunday we went out.
Yeah.
And he was, when we first got there, there was maybe 12, 15 people standing along the fence. He was out in the middle of the paddock. He looked up, and man, he tore out running. He came right to it. He knew where the carrots were.
Didn't take him long.
Didn't take him long to figure that out.
They don't need illegal drugs in racing. We can do it all with a carrot.
Well, you know, that's what the Marx Brothers did. On a fishing line in front, they dangled a
day
carrot.
Day at the races.
Yeah, day. It was funny.
Can't you see Chris McCarron doing that?
yeah, wouldn't that be funny? Well, it was nice to see Chris out there last Sunday.
Yeah, he had a nice crowd.
Nice
crowd.
David Wells, his trainer, Rapid Redux's trainer, came all the way from Penn Nationals.
He won a race that night at Mountaineer, and the next day won a race at Presque Isle.
And last night he won the first race at Mountaineer last night.
Okay, old friends karma.
That's it.
Take credit.
That's it.
There you go.
Old friends karma. That must be it. I want to try and work out some deal. I can't work it out because Red Down South, who's Zippy's buddy, and they're inseparable. But I dream about putting Rapid Redux in the same paddock with Zippy Chippy.
Oh, lower. That's the high and the low.
Well, they're both gilding.
I know. But he gets, you know, Zippy's really tight into Red Down South, and I'm afraid three's a crowd.
No, yeah. They wouldn't.
Well, sometimes, it is.
Yeah.
Maybe I could put them next door to each other.
Kill them.
There's always a low man on the totem pole.
Don't I know it?
And
he likes living at the foot of the.
You know, once you have nothing, you have nothing
exactly
to lose. Isn't that a song? It's an old country song.
You'd talk your way up.
Yeah, really. Oh, this is funny. I'll tell you this. So I called Jerry Moss the other day, and I said to him, Jerry, of course, owns Zenyatta, and he's a really neat guy. And I called him the other day, and I try not to bother him too often, but I called him the other day just to bring him up to date on the fact that the Daily Racing Worm was going to do this, and we had a whole section in the magazine dedicated to the horses that he retired to us. And when we were finishing up our conversation, I said, Jerry, you know, I really, really want to thank you. You know, you gave us Ruhlman, our first really big horse. You really put us on the map. And, you know, you donated money whenever I asked for it. You just helped us through those really, really hard times. I never would have been able to do it without you. And this is a long pause. He goes, no, you would have figured out a way. One of the nicest compliments I ever got.
Yeah.
Hey, there is somewhere, I saw this on Facebook again, there is a carousel somewhere in this country. I don't know where it is. And one of them, they've replaced the little fancy horses with a Zenyatta.
Really?
Yes. It's a nice
I wonder if it's not in Saratoga. It's not the one in Saratoga,
could
is it?
Could be. I have no idea. I just saw it on Facebook this morning. I thought that was so cute. I had to share it. And all these people were putting down, I got to ride that one. Oh, I love it. You know, and that kind of stuff.
I dreamed about having a carousel at All Friends with our horses on it.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. I think it would be great.
I think that would be fantastic.
If anybody knows where there's a carousel, it could probably fit on the back of the hay wagon that they're going to bring us for free later this week. Anyway, that would be nice. You could ride Sunshine Forever and Prized and Black Tie Affair.
And Zippy Chippy wouldn't win.
We put him. Of course, the thing that Zippy Chippy likes about the carousel is that there's no end. Just goes around the circle. So you don't know who's in first and who's in last.
I just said, carousels turn left.
There you go.
It's a racetrack.
There you go.
Maybe, yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
I think this is a great idea.
Brilliant.
Well, I'm off to Briarfest.
All right.
At Briarfest. Look, it's clearing up. It's going to be a beautiful day. 88.
It's going to be terrific.
Sunny. It's clearing up.
And come by and see Bull and the Heather, our Briarfest horse in the flesh. And Zippy Chippy and Mixed Pleasure and all the rest of these.
Little Silver Charm.
And Little Silver Charm, of
Little
course.
Silver Charm.
Thank you so much,
all
Russell.
Right, Michael, good to see you.
I'm going to stop by later and see Doug. I'll pretend I'm his brother.
There you go.
Thanks.
His son.
Yeah, really.
Son. Dad.
Dad. That's even better.
Yeah.
If whatever he's got doesn't kill him that well.
Right.
Thanks.
Well, De Hare was the sire of 5 named foals in his first test crop, but that's enough to demonstrate his ability to sire runners. 4 have started, 3 have won, the 4th is placed. Gypsy Robin has won the Grade 2 Beaumont at Keeneland and the inaugural stakes at Presque Isle this year after breaking a maiden first time out at Keeneland as a 2-year-old and taking a sorority stakes at Monmouth last year. She's a flat runner. De Hare's other starters are allowance winner and stakes place at Castella, maiden special winner Caillou, and place Matroika, a filly that has never started for a claiming price. So, watch for yearlings by De Hare at the 2012 auctions, starting with hip number 132, August 7 at Saratoga. De Hare is a Grade 1 stakes winner by Awesome Again, sire of 6 2012 stakes winners, 3 graded, including Grade 1 winner Game On Dude, and he is one of 2 Grade 1 stakes winners out of stakes winner Irish Cherry. De Hare stands at Shadwell Farm. Inquires to stallion manager Kent Barnes. See the website, shadwellfarm.com. I want to talk about my friend Ralph Quillen, Quillen Tack and Leather. That is, and his website is quillen.com, quillin.com. And he didn't have a special this week, did he?
Well,
last week was his Ranger belts.
Well, this week he had something. Oh, I know, breeding collars for mares, those things, and not, it's not a big market for that. And he had your CD.
Okay.
Joe Palmer was on sale. What was the first one?
I can't remember.
There was something.
You're going to have to go down
specific.
There. And, you're going to have to go down and find out. And it's you. If you haven't been there before, you'd be glad you went because it's a fun place to go in.
Yeah, and the website's good too. You click to get in, and then you read all the testimonials. On the first page, you know, people that love this stuff. I know they have, for instance, red leather wallets kind of things and red leather checkbook covers. They can do anything in red, blue, black. They've got pink leather halters for mares.
And I may need a new belt. The belt I'm wearing, I bought down there.
He just punched you another hole. Ursula's lost 10 pounds.
I've lost 10 pounds. I can almost see my toes.
Oh, my word.
If I bend over a little bit.
Now you know they're still there.
Well, anyway, it's Quillen Leather and Tack, and they are in Paris, Kentucky. And if you're coming in from the Lexington area, you go just keep going straight. Don't take the bypass. And you go to the third light. And there you are. You can't miss it. It's right across from Ken's New Market.
Wonderful tech shop and wonderful leather work. Those guys really, Wayne and those guys downstairs are super.
Do a great job. Okay,
yeah.
That's Quillen Leather and Tack down in Paris, Kentucky. Well, Spitestown has climbed to number 3 on the 2012 sire list. He's the sire of 11 stakes winners and earners of over $4,757,000 already this year. With but four crops to race a full season, he has sired 35 stakes winners, 11 graded stakes winners, and four grade one stakes winners. His most recent winner, stakes winner, is, of course, Essence Hitman, winner July 18 of the Grade 3 Bull Venture up at Woodbine. So if you're looking for a runner, take a good look at the Spikestown Yearlings at the upcoming sales. For a catalog for the August 6th and 7th selection yearling sale at Saratoga. There are also youngsters in the sale by Artie Schiller, Colonel John, Distorted Humor, Harlan's Holiday, and Tisnow, Windstar Stars. Yeah, like Spikestown, Distorted Humor and Tisnow are currently ranked among the top 10 on the North American sire list. That's nothing new for either. According to figures published in the Blood Horse, Distorted Humor was number one last year in North America. And Tisnow, the big horse sire, he's got 9 grade one stakes winners, and he's topped the juvenile sire list. Artie Schiller and Harlan's Holiday are also having solid success this year. Artie Schiller has 6 2012 stakes winners, including grade one stakes winner. A grade one stakes winner, and Harlan's Holiday has 7. First foals by the grade one stakes winner, Colonel John, son of Tisnow, are yearlings, and 4 were offered at the recent Facy Tipton, Kentucky sale. All 4 are sold, and the average $141,250. For more information or to book a mare for 2013, get in touch with Jerry Duffy or Jenny Barnett and see the website at WindstarFarm.com. Hey, I want to take care of my good friends, David Switzer out at the KTA, and give you the names of stakes winners. Bred in Kentucky, the breeders of stakes winners that won stakes last week that were foaled in Kentucky. Let's put it that way. And let's start with the Man of War Stakes, which was a $600,000 stakes on a grass. Of course, Man of War never ran on the grass. It's a grade one race. Port of Entry won it. Bred and owned by the Phipps Stables, of course, raised over at Claiborne Farm. The Lady of Shamrock Stakes was American Oaks Stakes. Lady of Shamrock was the winner of the American Oaks Stakes, and it was grade one out at Hollywood Park, and that's a Scat Daddy. Boy, what a nice filly she is. Bred by Grovendale Sales. Scat Daddy, of course, stands at stud Coolmore, Ashford Stud, you know, and he's having 7 stakes winners, 6 from his first crop this year, to win stakes, 7 stakes winners this year, 6 from his first crop. He's going to shuttle to Chile. The grade 2 Delaware Oaks winner, Grace Hall, is by Empire Maker, bred by Darley. Switch won the A Gleam Handicap at Hollywood Park. That's a grade 2 race, which was bred by Calumet Farm. In the American Derby up in Chicago, the winner was Cosetti, son of Cosine. Oh, boy. Bred by the Society. Let me see if I can figure this out. Society Agricola Santa Elena de Chimborongo. Wish that hadn't been beat. Arlington Handicap. Rahi Strada won that. And Rahi Strada was bred by Jamie Carrion, owned by Bob Courtney Jr., and trained by Scooter Hughes, Byron G. Hughes, right here at the training center. And what a wonderful race he won. He ran in that race. He's won it 2 years ago. He went to the front and just stayed there. Love this horse. And he has now earned $1,115,700. And of course, he trains right here at the Thoroughbred Center. My favorite horse out here. Everybody else is, I imagine. They're all jealous. And with reason. And the Robert G. Dick Memorial Stakes at Delaware Park, the winner was Star Former, bred by Judmont Farms and owned by Judmont Farms. Let's see what else we have here in the way of stakes winners fold in Kentucky. The Jersey Shore Stakes at Monmouth Park, Well Spell won that, bred by Joanne Mummert. It's an Irish bred here. The Land of Lucy Stakes at Hollywood Park, Executive Privilege by First Samurai. Of course, he stands over at Claiborne Farm, son of Giants Causeway. Bred by Betts, the DJ Stables at Robinault. And, of course, that's Bill Betts' farm over on Mount Horror Pike. The coal and stakes at Woodbine went to Joe Ha and was bred by BEC Bloodstock. I don't know who that is. The Indiana Downs Distaff Stakes, wide open race, $125,000, went to Ms. Ida, a proud citizen, bred by Bert Richard and Elaine Klein. And, of course, Ms. Ida is one of those proud citizens. He had four stakes when it was last week. A couple of them were Kentucky breds, but this one is the Golden Bear Stakes at Indiana Downs, the same day, incidentally, and it's a $100,000 pot. It happened again, our proud citizen, bred by Dr. Dee Dee McGeehee. That horse has won $544,000. Pretty handy kind of an animal. Down at Ellis Park, the Ellis Park Turf Stakes went to Artemis Kitten, bred by Ken and Sarah Ramsey. The Kent Stakes at Emerald Downs, Champagne and Caviar won that, bred by Paul Goldberg and Raymond Quick. The Nancy Glitter Handicap at Calder, Angelica Zapata is the winner of that, bred by Buck Pond Farm and Herman Vanderbroek. And this horse used to train at the training center. She's won three consecutive stakes for Ron Pellegrini down there, who used to train full-time here, but he moved his operation down to Calder, more convenient for his owner, Mr. Vanderbilt. The Oso Stakes of Delaware, ancient Rome, won that, and he was bred by Greg Massera and the Roman Ruler Syndicate. The Par 4 Overnight Stakes at Delaware, the Absolute One, by Song and a Prayer, bred by Circa Trova. The Serena Song, Mara Cove, won that, bred the Langsam Stables. And the Walking in the Sun Stakes at Delaware Welcome Dance, won that, bred by Ramona Siegelson Bass. Boy, that's fill a whole segment with that, wouldn't you? Well, there are eight yearlings by Malibu Moon catalog for the August 7 Saratoga sale of selected yearlings. Well, that's because Malibu Moon is a select kind of sire. For instance, five Malibu Moon yearlings were sold at the recent Facey Tipton, Kentucky sale, and they bought $375,000, and that was a sales topper. $220,000, $185,000, $185,000, and $110,000. Now, that particular sale is one where buyers are particularly demanding when it comes to confirmation. Malibu Moon is one of the nation's elite sires, ranked among the leaders on the sire list, and a superior sales sire. He stands at Spendthrift Farm. Two other Spendthrift-based stallions were represented by yearlings at Facey Tipton, Kentucky. Notional got the sale off to a good start when hip number two, a Notional colt, brought $140,000. Later in the sale, a Tis Wonderful colt went for $160,000. Never too early to plan your mating for the 2013 season, and I suggest that you contact Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Sean Feld or Ned Toffey at Spendthrift Farm. They will do their best to accommodate. The number, 294-0030, and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
To succeed at the races, you need an advantage. That edge is BristNet.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information no one else has. In-depth trainer stats, detailed pedigree data, Brisk class, pace, and speed ratings, free membership, handicapping contests, exciting monthly giveaway. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BristNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, it's time for you to take a good look at the Equine Savings Program for your next equipment purchase. Equine Savings is a program that's easy to use, saves you up to 28% off commercial mowing equipment. From owning industry leaders like Toro and Exmark, doesn't get any better than that. Let me tell you how to get in touch with them. You can reach Equine Savings at 502-863-6000 or toll-free at 877-905-004. That's 300004. Or you can visit the equinesavings.com to learn more about the program. It's a simple pricing program, one straightforward price for everybody, no coupons, no hassles, just the best price on the best products available. Equine Savings offers these products to members of all breeds, don't have to be thoroughbreds and disciplines. And if you're in the horse business, they want to hear from you. For instance, besides the Toro and Exmark, Farm Paint, Go to farmpaint.com and look them over. They've got a plant right here in Lexington, by the way, out on Old Frankfort Pike. They do a great, that's great paint. A lot of the really top farms use it. Windstar uses it, Judmont Farm, farms like that. I use it on my little place, not that it's a top farm, but it sure looks nice after they got through painting. They've got an item called Arbico Organic Pest Control, and it features predator flies that dine on those nuisance face flies that they'd all like to get rid of, and a full line of organic pest controls. Commonwealth technology for your copy or your fax or your scanner needs. Equine Savings, it's locally owned. That's Steve Anderson. Gives back to the industry. He gives money to the KTA and TOBA. And they deliver the best value for your hard-earned dollar. You can call them. Answer the phone 7 days a week. Here we go again with those numbers. 502-863-6000. That's Georgetown. Or 877-905-0004. Or once again, equinesavings.com. No coupons, no dues. No hassles, just real savings. Well, I've got two vets going to fill in for Doc here pretty quick, just a couple of minutes. And they are out. Jackie's entertaining them out there, and we'll get them in here situated in just a few minutes. That's Dr. Michael Cavey and Dr. Norm Impfenauer. And I've met Dr. Cavey once before, but never met Norm. So we're going to need him here in just a few minutes. But if they're friends of Doug's, well, they're friends of mine. And so they will be here just post-haste. Getting back to talking about old Rahi Strada winning that stake. I should have plugged that a little bit earlier. He won the grade 2 $200,000 Arlington Handicap. Led all the way. I think that's the first time in his life he'd ever led all the way. It was a mile and a quarter race. And he wired the field. And it was fun to watch him. He was having a ball out there in front. And the reason they did it, there was no pace in the race. And he'd got in trouble in his last couple of races, getting loose to win. He was always been a come-behind horse. But they looked at the past performances and figured out to win any pace. They told him, well, lay real close to the pace or whatever, and it turned out to be whatever, and he went right to the front. And he's one of my favorite horses. He comes up here when they work him, and usually gallop him on the grass here, but when he works on the big upper track, the dirt track, and he'll come up here and stand, and he is a freelance rider's nightmare, because he stands and he stands and he stands and he looks and he looks and he doesn't move until his good darn well please. And sometimes he's there for 15, 20 minutes before he decides he wants to gallop. But he's a fun horse to watch, fun horse, and he's got great connections to Bob Courtney Jr. and Scooter Hughes. Scooter's done a wonderful job. The horse got hurt in his last start last year, and he had to almost grow a new foot. And but he got it done and took care of it, brought him back. He's 8 years old and he's won over $1,150,000 now, and he's still going strong. He still thinks he's young. It's a funny thing about him. He doesn't, you know, a lot of these class horses just jump out at you, but you look at him and he's just medium everything. He's not flashy. He's not big and robust. He's just, I think the key to him, he's extremely well balanced. And but you'd never pick him out in a crowd, but boy, he's, and I know another thing about him, he's just dead game, and of course that will carry you a long way. Well, there are four yearlings by More Than Ready consigned to the upcoming sales at Saratoga, and let us remind you that More Than Ready has sired 102 stakes winners, 40 graded stakes winners, and 11 grade one stakes winners, and that he's ranked number one on the juvenile sire list. He's the sire of 11 2012 stakes winners, and of six of the 11 have won graded stakes. So they compete at the highest level. More Than Ready stands at Vinery, Kentucky, a good farm to know. With state-of-the-art facilities also in New York and Florida and a skilled staff second to none, Vinery can be of assistance to you in every facet of the thoroughbred industry: boarding, breeding, breaking, training, rehabilitation, sales prep, blood stock services. They even have a very successful racing partnership program. So let me suggest that you contact John Gasper, Grant Williamson, Steve Casanola, or Francis Relihan, number over there is 455-9388. They'll do their utmost to assist you. And see the website at vinery.com.
When Jack and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville studio, this is WLXG Lexington, ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
Toyota Nicholasville, where price sells cars.
Well, July 14 at Parks redeemed a four-year-old Colt by Include, won the Grade 3 $200,000 Greenwood Cup. That same day in Canada, Proud Citizen sired two stakes winners. Patriotic and Proud won the $150,000 Toronto Cup. At Woodbine, Up Jumps a Monster won the Kai Alta Handicap. Redeem went to the Greenwood Cup after a win in the Grade 2 Brooklyn. He's won 8 of 13 starts, 5 stakes, 3 graded stakes, and he's earned over $832,000. He's one of 7 2012 stakes winners by Include, who currently ranks among the top 20 on the sire list. Proud Citizen is the sire of 12 2012 stakes winners, 5 have won graded stakes, including his second winner of the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks. He sired 4 stakes winners in 4 days last weekend. Patriotic and Proud and Up Jumps a Monster in Canada, and Ms. Ider, winner of the $125,000 Indiana Downs Distaff, and then Happened Again, winner of the $100,000 Golden Bear Stakes, both open stakes, both at Indiana Downs. Proud Citizens climbed to number 7 on the North American sire list. Leading sires Include and Proud Citizens stand at Mr. and Mrs. Brewer and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. Watch for yearlings by the Airdrie Stallions at the upcoming sales, because Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather is clear, can do, can do. This guy says the horse can do.
All right, well, I have Doug's not here today, so it took two vets to fill in for him. And I've got Dr. Michael Cavey here and Dr. Norm Umfenauer. Am I pronouncing your...
That's right.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, it's Norm. I'm going to call you that from now on. How's that?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Anything will do.
Anything will do?
Yeah.
Well, you ought to have a name like Ursula.
I don't care what you call me. Just call me.
Just call me?
As long as you're smiling.
Especially as a customer, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start with you, Norm. Look like you might be a couple of days older than Michael over here.
Well, I'm, I guess I got 3 days on him.
Yeah, if you're ready. two veterinarians. How about that? Standing in for Doug. Where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from southeast Kansas, down around Riverton, Pittsburgh, and Joplin, Missouri, down in that area.
Oh, yeah. From Kansas.
Yeah.
I've got a good friend that manages
Gentry.
Gentry farm, yeah. Writer, Matt Howard. Do you know him? He's from Kansas.
Yes.
You know him?
Yeah. I know. Well, I don't know him personally, but I know
him. Well,
you
ought to get to know him. Yeah. Well, he might be listening. I was going to say he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I've seen him at the breeding sheds a few times.
There you go. Yeah. What breeding sheds?
Well, Gainesway and Ashford.
Okay.
Two sheds in Hillendale.
Yes.
Those three sheds I've worked with over the years.
Okay. From Kansas.
Yeah.
What was your family in North Bennett?
We were in the quarter horse business, and mostly our, you know, cattle and horses. It wasn't, we weren't in racing. It's just ranch horses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, Gentry Brothers.
They've
got quarter horses.
You bet they do.
They got
some nice ones.
They've got a scat daddy colt named Scat Mandu that runs today.
It does run today.
One of those stakes, big stakes, and down at, what the hell's the name of that track down in New Mexico? Or Arizona.
Ruidosa.
Yeah, Ruidosa.
Yeah, because they're running down there.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Well, I have to watch for that.
Yeah. His is one of those that didn't test positive, I think.
Not yet.
Not yet, the man says. Where'd you go to vet school?
Went to Kansas State.
Did you?
Yeah. Kansas State.
Well, he's a grad of Kansas State.
Yeah.
There's one, he'll probably be over in a minute if he's listening.
Good. Okay. I'd like to meet him. Again.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, did you start practicing out there? Or what?
No, I did originally. After I got out of the Air Force, I went to Wichita and was in a quarter horse practice down there with Dr. Jim Kaufman, one of my classmates.
Okay.
And I was there for about a year, and Jim decided he wanted to go back to school, and I didn't really want to take the practice by myself. So I come east, and Dr. Charlie Haggard got me hooked up with Hanover Shoe Farm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's trotting horses.
And trotting horses, and started out in the trotting horse business and stayed.
Was Hanover Shoe Farm here?
It was in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Hanover, okay. Pennsylvania.
Dr. Charlie.
Yeah. So I spent, probably about 15, maybe 20 years up there on the East Coast in the standardbreds and doing some thoroughbred work. And then eventually Mr. Gaines called me one day, wanted to know if I wouldn't come back to Kentucky.
Now, when was that, Norm?
That was in late 70s, early 80s, in the 80s, probably 81. And so then I come back and managed the breeding shed there at Gainesway. And
who was there in the studs?
Oh, man, we had about 40, 45 horses, Riverman, Lee Fard, Blushing Groom.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, I have too. But no, we had some really good horses. Yeah, Sharpen Up, Ice Capade.
Yeah,
and Bates Motel, Unbridled.
Oh my goodness!
And the list just goes on and on.
Yeah, how long did you stay there?
I was there 15 years.
Yeah,
15 years. It was a lot of fun too. Learned a lot from Mr. Taylor, Joe Taylor.
Yeah, he was.
He kept us all on the straight and narrow, and I tell you what, it was really, really great. I enjoyed it very much.
Well, it's a great place over there,
Yeah, it is. Very good. And, to be around those kind of horses and those kind of people, it was a real leg up in my career.
I want to go over and visit those graveyards over there.
Oh, they're, man, you can't believe. They'll give you goosebumps walking through there.
I remember a little bitty kid, I was over there with my dad, and they had a little statue with
equipoise.
On equipoise, and somebody broke it off.
Yeah, it's gone now. But Regrets there, Peter Pan.
Oh,
and,
man.
And all those Acts the Second. And,
well, you skipped a couple of generations.
Yeah,
there.
I know, I did.
Yeah.
I can't quite remember all of them, but I used to know every one of those graveyards.
Yeah. Well, then, of course, over on the old Green Tree, you'd have Bimelech and Tom Fool and those horses over there.
Yep.
Shutouts buried there. And
Bebopper.
Bebopper.
Yeah.
It's is Busanda there?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think she probably is. I can't.
Okay.
Seems like that she's pretty close to Bebopper. Bebopper was buried down on one end of that long row of cemetery or stones,
Yeah.
And Tom Fool and Axe the Second were up on the other end.
I didn't know the Axe was buried there because Duval Headley had him for a long time.
I think he's there. I'm pretty sure he's.
Well, he probably was. Yeah. Gray horse.
Yeah.
Good stud horse, too.
Yeah.
Duval. You knew Duval.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of history in that cemetery.
Oh, yeah. My goodness gracious. Yeah. Well, you? Yeah, you're starting to kind of date yourself a little bit.
Yeah, I am. He's not far behind me, though. 3 days.
I'm ahead of both of you. I'll guarantee you that. 3 days.
Yeah.
All right. Let me take a little break here, and I'll get back. I'm going to talk to talk to Michael over here a little bit. I'll do something for Claiborne Farm. July 14th at Hollywood Park, the $150,000 Land of Lucy Stakes was won by executive privilege of 2-year-old filly by First Samurai. That same day in Canada, Plethora, 3-year-old filly by First Samurai, won the R.K. Redsmith Handicap. Executive privilege bred by the partnership of Betts, DJ Stables, Kidder Betts, and Robinault, trained by Bob Baffert. Is a $650,000 graduate of the OBS April 2-year-old in training sale. She lived up to expectations, won her debut by 4.5 lengths at Hollywood on June 28th. Then she won the Land of Lucy by 3.25 lengths. Plethora, bred by Claiborne Farm, wired the field to win the 1 mile Red Smith, posting her third win in her first tried stakes. First Samuel sired 12 stakes horses in his first two crops. 7 this year, 5 have won or placed in graded stakes, and he has 2 juvenile stakes winners in his third crop. Winner of the Grade 1 Hopeful and the Grade 1 Champagne at 2, and of the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth at 3. First Samuel is by champion sire Giants Causeway. Out of stakes winner Freddie Frischen by Dixieland Band, and he stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams, and see the website at claibornefarm.com. I think there's supposed to be another one right there, isn't there? All right, where are we here? Claiborne Farm? Oh, yeah, supposed to be playing a Clay Ward down there. We all right?
Let's do the next one.
Do the next one? All right. Well, last Saturday at Hollywood Park, the Grade 1 $350,000 American Oaks was won by Lady of Shamrock, a 3-year-old filly from the first crop by Scat Daddy. Bred by Grovendale Sales, Lady of Shamrock has won 5 of her 9 starts, 4 stakes. She's earned over $465,000. She's won her 7 stakes winners, 14 stakes horses from the first 2 crops by Scat Daddy. 5 of the 7 have won graded stakes. 3 others have placed in graded stakes. To date, he's the sire of 16% stakes horses. The number 1 ranked freshman sire in 2011, he is the number 1 ranked second crop sire in 2012. There are 4 Scat Daddy yearlings cataloged for the upcoming sale at Saratoga, 2 colts, 2 fillies. There are also youngsters in the sale by Giants Causeway, number 1 on the sire list again this year. Champion Henry the Navigator, a multiple Group 1 stakes winner of over $2,766,000. He's by King Mambo. And Taylor the Cat, sire of 82 stakes winners, 33 graded stakes winners, 8 Grade 1 stakes winners, and ranked among the leading sires again this year. Scat Daddy, Giants Causeway, Henry the Navigator, and Taylor the Cat stand at Coolmore's Ashford Stud. Leading sires, potential leading sires, only at Coolmore. What's going on? Are we on the air?
We're on.
We're on? Yeah. Well, hell. Maybe they went on strike down there. We don't have a union, do we?
No.
Okay. All right, well, something's going on down there, but anyway, as long as we're on there, who gives a hoot? Dr. Michael Cavey, and I got to know a little bit about Doc here because he bred a pretty good horse a couple of years ago named Uncle Mo.
Everybody gets lucky now and then.
Get close to that thing. Lucky?
Lucky. You get lucky every once in a while.
Doug said he was cut out to be a super horse.
I think he was. Just some bad luck. Highs and lows in the industry all in one horse.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, have you breeding mares to him this year?
Two. Oh. I've got 2 mares in foal to him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just curious. What kind of mares are they? Who'd you breed?
I bred a Broken Vow mare, multiple stakes winner, young mare.
What's her name?
Go Milan Go.
Oh, yeah.
And then we bred a mare that's a pretty nice young mare. She's a stakes placed mare, full sister to a stakes mare. She's got a half brother in Japan that's a multiple stakes winner at 2.
Mm-hmm.
She's by Spikestown.
Oh,
she's in foal.
He's setting a world of fire too.
Yeah, she's a nice little mare. We've got a more than ready filly out of her this year.
Well,
so we're looking forward to some nice babies.
I tell you, do you sell?
We breed to sell and to race. We keep mainly fillies and sell most of the colts. If Uncle Mo had been a filly, he would have never left the farm.
Ah, but maybe he wouldn't have been that good.
He wouldn't have been Uncle Mo. Well, I tell people, he would have been on my farm growing up at 2, not running.
So. Might have been Aunt Mo. Huh?
Yeah, he wouldn't have been Uncle Mo if he'd been on my farm.
Well, it's too bad what happened to him. I'll tell you a funny story. Doc was on the show with me right after the Wood Memorial that it, you know, ran in. He was sitting just looking at me like you are right now. And I says, Doc, and I said, what do you think's wrong with Uncle Mo? And he got this funny look on his face. I says, ooh, I'm going to back off here because he's treating that horse. So I changed the subject real quick because I know it wasn't going to get anywhere anyway with him, you know.
He wouldn't tell me what was wrong.
Yeah, would he? Well, I know.
He's very private. He's very close to the best.
Well, it probably took him a while to figure it out. because it was kind of exotic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a problem that had worked on them for a while, and Doug and a good team of veterinarians worked on them. Just couldn't solve it.
Yeah.
He needed tincture of time and professional neglect, I guess, to grow through it.
There you go. Where are you from?
I'm from Maryland.
Oh, well, okay. Were your family in the horse business up there?
No, nobody in the horse business.
Well, how the hell did you get in the horse business?
Look, I guess I went to veterinary school, and I had a mixed practice. I treated everything from aardvark's disease,
in Maryland?
I guess, in Maryland.
Okay.
And I met an older woman named Adelaide Riggs, who was in racing.
Okay.
And she got her first horse from Colonel Bradley, so she'd been in it a long time.
Well, the Riggs name rings a bell.
It had been in racing for a long time. And
Used to be a Riggs handicap up there.
Well, Riggs handicap, and she's was Margaret Merriweather Post's daughter, so it's the C.W. Post family.
Yeah.
And she asked me to take over her racing and breeding operation for her. Uh-huh. And that's how I got into the business.
Okay. Were you managing the farm?
I managed the farm and her racing or breeding, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
People kidded me, told me I was her assistant owner.
Is that? Well, were you?
Yeah, in a way, I guess.
They weren't kidding.
Right. We actually owned all the horses in partnership, but we did everything in her name.
Yeah.
She was up in years, and we wanted her to get the credit for everything that was done.
Yeah. How long were you there?
Quite a long time, I guess 12, 14 years, something like that.
Yeah. And then you decided to get out of Maryland, or did they run you out, or what happened?
Well, she passed away, and we moved to Kentucky.
Okay.
She died in 99. I moved here. I actually bought the family of Uncle Mo for her.
Did you really?
That was the first mare I bought for her. It was from that family.
That family. Yeah. And then, of course, you brought her with you.
Yep.
Yeah. Was that wasn't the dam, though?
No, I bought it. It was an old mare named Hot Slippers, an old race mare, and then we bred. Mo was the fifth generation of that family.
Okay. What was Hot Slippers by?
She was a rollicking mare.
Rollicking. Well, he was the king
good
of Maryland.
Maryland family. Yes,
he was. Yeah.
Good Maryland family.
Yeah, it was. He was. I remember him well. They broke up racing up there, didn't they?
Yeah.
What was the other horse up there? The same family as Rollicking. Might have been
Rock Talk.
Pardon?
Rock Talk was there.
Rock Talk.
And Rolodka was there, who was a Rollicking son.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Rollicking was pretty much the king of the cock of the walk up there for a few years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What did you do down here? We just bought a farm?
We bought a farm. We actually moved here to retire. We work more now than we did there.
Retire?
Yeah, it hadn't worked out too well.
Did you practice down here?
No. I don't practice at all. My wife's also a veterinarian.
Oh, you put her to work?
I put her to work.
Well,
she works.
I
carry her buckets. I carry her buckets in the Twitch. She
do you? I don't know. My wife's a lawyer. I don't know what I'd carry for her.
You'd be weighed down with a lot of books, I guess.
Yeah, I would. I wonder what must work out pretty good for you.
Yeah,
now, you live down pretty close to me now.
Yeah, we're in Bourbon County near you.
Yeah, you were on Hume Bedford?
Yeah, we're on Hume Bedford Farm.
I'm trying to picture exactly where that is on Hume Bedford.
Well, it's before you get to the old Walmack farm on Hume Bedford, if you're coming from Paris, on the right-hand side. You know the Rankin family? Jimmy Rankin?
Yeah.
We bought one of Rankin's little farm, and then we bought the farm next to it.
Okay. Yeah, Jim trains out here now.
Actually, Jimmy has one of our horses now.
Oh,
I gave him one a couple weeks ago.
Which one was this now?
It's a little filly that we'd been running up in Indiana.
Yeah.
We moved her over to him, so give him a chance with her. She's a wild zone, and pretty much everything in his barn is a wild zone, so we thought we'd add to it.
Yeah. What's this filly's name?
She's Wild Tumble.
Wild Tumble.
Wild Tumble.
Yeah. I guess I've clocked her out here.
Yeah, you clocked her, I'm sure.
Yeah. Is that the reason you were out here a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. Well, Wayne Mogie has our horses over at Greg Fox's farm, too, and we were here watching some of ours work from his barn.
Okay. How many you got in training?
Too many.
Boy, I tell you what, it'll happen.
Oh, I tell you what, they grow. They grow on you, especially
it's
when you
quick.
Keep fillings.
Yeah, Jackie and I had four mares, and we raced the progeny, the foals of those mares. Ones we couldn't sell. And even that, you know, there's too many.
Yeah.
They put you in the poorhouse.
Yeah, they will.
You must be doing pretty good.
Yeah, Wayne does a good job for us. Good trainer.
Wayne's a nice guy.
Nice guy, good trainer, honest, just as nice as he can be.
Knew the family. Yeah. In fact, we were in the same barn together over here in barn 15 when Wayne first started. His son, his brother Guy, was galloping for him at that time. I don't know if you knew Guy.
Oh, I know Guy. Wayne's he's got a good way with a horse.
Yeah, he's a good horseman. Horses look good.
Yeah, they always look good.
Yeah, they look really good. Are you, how big's your broodmare band?
We used, a couple of years we had 31. We're down to 14 now. We reduced. Like everybody else in Kentucky, I guess, right now, we reduced down a bit. Maybe we can actually retire if we get them down low enough.
You're not going to retire.
We'll turn them over to Dr. Libido here.
That's what we call Norman.
Dr. Libido.
This is Dr. Libido.
There's no such thing as retirement.
Well, you probably even slowed down. Did you send any of those mares out of state that you did?
Well, we actually stood a little horse named Wild Zone up in Indiana for a couple of years, and we sent some of our mares up for the Indiana program.
Yeah.
But we've retired him, brought him home, so we'll probably stick here now.
Yeah.
The problem with sending them out of state is Kentucky's got the infrastructure, the veterinarians, the farms, the horses.
Exactly.
It's all here.
Yeah, it's here.
If you ship out of state, you just can't get the same quality of stallion and care that you do here.
Yeah. There are some hard boots leaving, though. Going, I know a couple that have gone up to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I hate to see it.
Yeah, I hate to see it, too. I never thought I'd see the day, you know, where the legislature would, do things to harm the...
it's pretty scary.
It is scary.
Yeah. We're not going to be the horse capital of the world very long if they keep going the way they're going.
Well, we're the chicken capital of the world now.
Yeah, I know. Chickens and cattle, I guess. Well, when I came to Kentucky the first time, I checked into a hotel, and the really pretty woman behind the counter said it was the home of fast women and pretty horses.
Oh, and she had a pretty woman telling him that.
So I guess...
Did you check it out?
No, I was married at the time, but it's not going to be the home of those pretty fast horses.
I hope your wife was standing there with you.
No, actually, she wasn't.
He probably checked it out, Norm. What do you think?
Oh, listen, I know him pretty well.
What are you doing now, Norm?
Well, I'm supposed to be retired, but like I said earlier, there is no such thing as retirement. And Roxanne Martin, my wife, and we have a small farm on Old Frankfort Pike. We got a few mares.
Right on the corner of Old Frankfort and what's the name of that?
Alexandria. Now, it used to be Viley.
Viley Road.
Yeah.
It's not Viley Road anymore.
They renamed it. They've named it Alexandria. Yeah.
Oh, well, they just extended Alexandria Drive that way. I know exactly where you are.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you. So, Roxanne, I knew Roxanne back when she was training.
Yeah.
She trained for you now?
No, she, we just have that small farm, kind of a little boutique, have a few outside borders and our own horses, and we try to raise mostly to race.
It's in a high-powered neighborhood out there.
Yeah, but, it's, originally it was part of Darby Dam. It was Darby Dam number one.
Yeah.
Where they kept, they stood a lot of the old studs there, four-stall stud barn.
Is that right? Who'd they have there?
Well, I think at one time Rebo may have been there and Shadowgate.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I believe so. I'd have to talk to John Phillips to make sure of that. But it was about that period of time, and then they moved when they sold it. They moved everything over to the main farm now.
Well, I saw Rebo at the main farm.
Mm-hmm, I did too.
And the head mother, the stall was where he could hardly look out. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and when Tony Leonard first came around here, he went over there to take some pictures for Olin, and they looked up, and Tony was out in the paddock with that horse.
Is that right?
And that horse was, he's
bad.
I guess he took pity on some, poor old Italian. Or maybe he recognized another Italian.
Maybe he did. That's probably what it was. Well, do you remember that tree? What was left of it anyway?
Oh, I know.
In the middle of that paddock.
And the fences that they had built up.
Yeah. Where he'd absolutely destroyed that tree. Yeah. Yes.
Did you ever see that, Michael?
No, I really didn't.
Yeah. Olin was a, did you know him?
Yes.
Yeah, he was something else. I used to love to go over there because he could sit there and tell you some stories, couldn't he?
Well, I was just getting started. I was just a young buck then, and I was riding with Dr. McGee.
Yeah.
And that's how I got introduced to Rebo and Olin and all the, whole operation over there.
Yeah.
Great guy. Dr. McGee, I tell you what, he was, I just think about him and so blessed to have him in my part of my career, to keep me between the ditches.
Nice,
and get
nice
me started.
Man. Yeah. He lives in Florida now. Of course, you knew that. Yes. Did you ever check in with him? Or?
Well, not too often anymore. I'm kind of ashamed of that. I should keep in closer touch with him. But
Doc's 90-something?
I'd say he's got to be in his 90s, sure.
Yeah. You know, he was man of war's vet.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. He was.
He was with him when he died.
Yeah.
So
that goes back.
That goes back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see him?
No, never did.
Yeah, I was lucky. I got to see him.
Yeah, never did get to see him.
Yeah. It's he was something else. Yeah. He was, man, he'd take your breath away.
Oh.
Yeah. Not me. I get goosebumps thinking about it.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now, that's the first funeral I ever went to was Man of War.
How about that?
Yeah. But Olin was a great guy. Yeah. Reba, what Chattagay, of course, was the Derby horse. Yeah. Swap's down there?
You know, I don't think so. I think
Sailor,
those horses were all over at the main farm there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of those horses.
Yeah.
Olin liked, he used to preach to me about speed mares. He wanted mares with speed.
Speed in them.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to find it somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And the mare is important.
Well, what kind of mare was Uncle Mo out of now? I mean, what was she? Did she run?
Yeah, she was an arch mare. She actually broke her maiden first time out going a mile on the 16th. She had some soundness problems along the way, but she was a good little race mare.
Yeah. Well, arch, of course, is stamina. But the speed, Indian Charlie was...
Well, that's why I bred the Indian Charlie, to get some of that speed. And she was out of a Dixieland band mare, so we had a little of that mix in there.
Yeah. I loved Indian Charlie.
Oh, nice horse. Yeah. Nice horse.
What a loss that was last year.
Big loss there.
Oh, God, yeah. You know, he was 75,000 and they'd breeding how many mares to him?
Well, it took all those years for people to be convinced what he was.
You know, when he first went to stud at Vinery, I was doing that. I had a race results show that I did every day, and I'd look up, you know, give the race results, 50-minute show. And, of course, every night I had to get the results from all over. And you could see that that horse was going to make it because, you know, they weren't out of the best mares in the world, but they were running.
He had percentages.
Huh?
He had percentages.
Yeah.
You know, and he was getting them out of those workman-like mares that it was kind of like unbridled, I think. You could breed a donkey to them and get a racehorse.
Yeah.
Indian Charlie was a horse that would put good quality speed on a mare.
Now, Norm's going to take exception to he had unbridled over there, and you're talking about breeding donkeys to him.
Yeah. Well, I think he could have got a runner out of the donkey.
Got a runner out of got a lot of runners, I know
sure
that.
Did. I tell you, he's a great
runner. Okay, well, hang on a second. I got to catch up. Oh, man, I've gone way over here, haven't I? Well, according to stats published by the Jockey Club and published in the Blood Horse, Empire Makers climbed to number 2 on the 2012 North American Sire list. First Defense shares the same line. Sire line is Empire Maker, and his dam is a half-sister to Empire Maker. Unbridled, the sire of Empire Maker, there you go, Norm, is the grandsire of First Defense. Honest Lady, grade one winner of nearly $900,000 by Seattle Slews, not only a half-sister to Empire Maker, but also the two other grade one winners, including the very successful sire Chester House. Pedigrees just don't come much stronger than that. First Defense was a runner, a grade one stakes winner with brilliant speed. Stands at Judmont Farm, home also of the grade one stakes winner and grade one sire Mizzenmast. Sire three grade one stakes winners and a five stakes winners this year. Mizzenmast is by the leading sire Cozine, sire going on 90 stakes winnings, including last Saturday's winner of the grade three American Derby. For more information about First Defense and Mizzenmast, contact Garrett Orr or Aaron Fry at Judmont Farm and see the website at judmont.com. Last Saturday in Hollywood Park, the $150,000 Atlanta Lucy Stakes was won by the undefeated 2-year-old filly Executive Privilege, bred by the partnership of Betts, DJ Stables, Robinault, and raised by Bill Betts on his farm over on Mount Horpike. And Bill's a longtime customer of McCauley Brothers. Congratulations to Bill and his partners. McCauley's is proud to be associated with many of the world's finest horsemen. In 2011, McCauley Brothers Associates raised the winners of 110 graded stakes and 25 individual grade one stakes winners. They're well on the way to bettering that record this year. Not only that, but the sales topper at both the Keeneland September sales and the selected sale at Saratoga were raised on McCauley products. McCauley's was the first feed mill in the nation to devote 100% of their time producing products exclusively for the horse. And the results speak for themselves. Now's the time for you to join the winning team. Just get in touch with Mike Warren or David Longmire at 873-3333. You're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where it's all about the horse. I want to say a word about one of Dr. Cavey's neighbors over here. It'd be Jim Fitzgerald. Right up the street from you.
Not too far away.
Not too far away, Jim. Well, no, I bet you'd almost pretty near throw a rock and hit him, can't you? Where you are.
I'm not the one throwing rocks at
him. Okay. It must be somebody else. Jim, it wouldn't doubt. Anyway, Jim's got an Ott Griffin farm. He's also got Harper's Island farm, which is about 10 minutes away. And he operates a boarding establishment there. Of course, sales prep, public or private sales. Rehabbed, he'd do just about anything, and he's got great farm help there. Of course, he came up under the best, Dr. Michael Osborne and John Williams over at Spendthrift, from Lead and top horsemen. They made a pretty good horseman out of Jim, too, and he's been very successful in the business. So if you're getting into the horse business and you want some good, sound, common sense advice, I'd recommend Jim in a heartbeat. And here's how I get in touch with them. It's Ott Griffin Farm, KNOCKGRIFFIN farm.com. And his phone number is 987-8032. We having problems down there today? There we go. Hey, wake up down there, Mary Jane. She probably cut me off the air is what she's going to do. Nah, she wouldn't do that to me. All righty. Well, Michael, are you selling this September or anything?
We're just selling one. We sold a lot of weanlings last year. We're just selling one this year. And then we're selling a filly from the family of Uncle Mo in the October sale.
A filly?
Yeah.
You're going to sell. Well, you are thinking about retiring then, aren't you?
Well, she's just a nice filly. And yeah. I've got her mother. I'm going to put her out there. They're going to have to pay a little bit to get her away from me, but we're going to see. She's my cowboy cow.
Oh,
really,
first crop.
I really like that horse. Yeah, nice horse.
I've heard real nice things about that. The people at, who was it just bought a good big interest in that stud horse?
I know who you're talking about. I can't remember the name. But
I'm having a senior moment.
Everybody I talk to really likes them. And then we have an Indian Charlie out of that mare
this
year. So we'll hang on to the Indian Charlie
mare. Yeah. You got any horses on your place, Norm?
Well, we got a few. Too many.
I figured that.
Yeah.
Roxanne's got some there.
Oh, yeah.
And she still ride?
Yes, she does. Rides every day.
Well, good for her.
Yeah. Yeah. She rides every day. And it's just a small operation, you know. And Roxy and I and a couple of other boys we have hired helps us take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got about, I'd say, 35 head right now with
that. That's small.
Yeah, that's
good. God, Gertrude.
But that's with some retirees and some quarter horses and you know, a few of those. But
yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
We got a broodmare band?
Yes. Yeah, we got five good mares of our own. Uh-huh. And the rest of them are, you know, outside mares.
Who are you breeding to? Breeding to Uncle Mo?
Well,
man over here, get your deal.
He wouldn't let me breed to him. He said I don't have a mare good enough to go to Uncle Mo. So.
Actually, but I can't even get a deal to Uncle Mo.
You can't get a deal to
him. Doesn't belong to me.
But he did let me breed to a Wild Zone, and we're excited about that. In fact, we had a Wild Zone colt win in California the other day.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Okay. Tarapa is his name.
Yeah. The one that y'all sold?
Yeah. Yeah. We raised him and sold him, and Howard Zucker trains him.
Okay.
And, yeah. He won a really nice race the other day. Really pretty. And he's a beautiful horse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's what we like about it. We like to try to breed just to race.
Does Roxanne train anymore?
No, she retired, and she's just taking care of the farm.
Yeah,
and I'm the maintenance man. I'm the head maintenance man there. So,
are you?
Yeah, yeah. That's all I've got time for.
My wife would be in trouble if I was a maintenance man.
I can't plug in a toaster.
Can't plug in a toaster.
Huh? No. I'm not very handy. I'm a chip off the old block. My dad was the same way.
Yeah.
He couldn't fix anything.
Well, I never had to worry about something to do because every day there is something to be done on that farm.
Tell me about it. Yeah, we just got a little bitty place over in Bourbon County. I mean, just 22 acres.
Yeah.
And Jackie and I've got to do some repair tomorrow, Jackie. Yeah. Did you see anything back there?
No, it wasn't any comment made.
No, but it looks good kill.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to let you two guys go. And I appreciate you coming in today. It's fun talking to you.
Yeah, well, it's been great. I've enjoyed talking with you.
Well, we're going to have you back.
Yeah, we've enjoyed it. And hopefully we haven't embarrassed Doug sitting in for him today.
Yeah.
Well, under the weather.
Well, at least you don't use a lot of those big words that Doug uses. He comes on here and he snows me pretty quick.
Yeah.
About the third word out of his mouth, I don't know what the heck he's talking about, you know?
He is the founding member of the Miniature Veterinarians of America. So
I knew
those little guys have to use big words.
Yeah, right. Well, he can use it with the best of them.
With the best of them.
Yeah.
The difference between him and a lot of other people is he knows what they mean.
Yeah, exactly. But then he has to explain it to nitwits like me.
He dumbs it down for a lot of us.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, one thing for sure, if he's not happy with our performance here today, we'll know about it.
Yeah, we'll hear about it.
And
I think my phone may be ringing as we speak.
All right.
It was nice meeting you.
Thank you, guys. Come back and see us. I'll probably see you both
out here.
Okay, Norm.
Come and see us. Come over to the farm sometime.
All right.
Yeah, I'd love to have you come in.
All right, Norm. Thank you very much. I just might take you up on that.
I need to get Roxanne over here to visit with you.
Well, bring her. Yeah, I'd love to have her on.
She can. I'll tell you what, she's really great.
I'll give you a call, and we'll get Roxanne on.
Yeah, well, she would. It's just amazing what all she can remember. People that she come up with, Herb Stevens, and
But she spent half her life at Keeneland.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
but we've had so much fun with this farm.
Her father was an artist.
J.B. Martin.
J.B. Martin. Yeah, I remember that very well. Yeah. I remember Lee Eaton had the place at Lee's farm for a while.
Well, in fact, her dad and Lee Eaton were partners.
Is that right?
And that's how they come about buying Darby Dan number one.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dr. McGee had been down to Darby Dan and they was checking mares, and Mr. Galbraith had called from South Africa saying he wanted to sell Darby Dan number one. So his next stop was Darby Dan number one. And so Dr. McGee told Lee, he said, well, you know, you're not going to believe this, but Mr. Galbraith wants to sell Darby Dan number one.
Is that right?
So Roxy's father had been looking for a farm for about 3 years, and he went to the phone and called him. He was on a plane the next day down there, and they bought Darby Dan number one.
Yeah.
That's how it all got started, and that was back in the 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a great farm.
Yeah. Doc McGee's a great guy. Doc Charlie was a great guy.
Yes,
he did my dad's vet work.
Did he?
He was over at Dixiana. My dad was there. He went to work there in 1929 and was there till the day he died in 1964.
Well, I was really blessed to know all those people.
Yeah, me too.
When we get started back in the 60s.
Yeah.
That's when there was only 7 members in that firm, and they were down here on New Circle Road.
I
just got out of the Air Force and come down here and spent about a year with them. It was the best time, you know, best thing that ever happened.
Yeah. And then Ed Fallon took over for Doc Charlie. Yeah. Doc Charlie eased out, you know.
Yeah.
You know Ed, of course.
Yeah, sure do.
Yeah.
Doc's doing good, too.
Yeah, I had him on the show last week.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
I had he and Ted Bates.
Yeah. Ted Bates was here, too.
Yeah, I had the three of
us. That was a real pair there.
Well, you know, as old as the three of us are, I told Holly's our medic, you know,
so
don't you stray too far from here now. We're not sure all three going to make it.
Well, I tell you what, they were a great crew.
Yeah.
Those boys. Well, I've certainly enjoyed it.
Norm, nice meeting you.
Yeah, same here.
I hope we can get to see Doc. I'm going.
Yeah, we're going to stay right on.
I'm glad I got to see him yesterday. He looked good.
We have to. We'll just pack his fanny up to Cleveland or someplace.
I volunteered to drive.
Yeah. I'd do anything to get him out of there and get him up to the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, get him up to Cleveland or, you know, John Hopkins, like Mike knows all the people at John Hopkins.
Yeah.
You know, get him someplace where they can really figure out what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose him.
No, God, no. All right, Doc, thanks.
Okay, we'll see you.
All righty. Well, De Hare was a sire of five named foals in his first test crop, but that was enough to demonstrate his ability to sire runners. Four have started, three have won, the fourth is placed. Gypsy Robin has won the Grade II Beaumont at Keeneland and the inaugural Stakes at Presque Isle this year. Broke her maiden first time out at Keeneland as a two-year-old, and then she won the Sorority Stakes at Monmouth. That was last year, of course. She's a flat runner. De Hare's other starters are allowance winner in Stakes Place Costella, maiden special winner Caillou, and placed Matroika, a filly that has never started for a claiming price. So, watch for yearlings by De Hare at the 2012 auction, starting with hip number 132, August 7th at the Saratoga Select Sales. De Hare is a Grade 1 stakes winner by Awesome Again, sire of six 2012 stakes winners, three graded, including Grade 1 winner Game On Dude. And he's one of two Grade 1 stakes winners out of stakes winner Irish Cherry. De Hare stands at Shadwell Farm, inquires to stand manager Ken Barnes, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Stock at Prisnet.com's
coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess a call, 987-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Paris. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners, both here and abroad, first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clayward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek and the Clayward Agency, that's a winning combination.
Well, four yearlings from the first crop by Colonel John were offered at the recent sale out at Fazy Tipton, Kentucky. All four sold for $200,000, $150,000, $125,000, and $90,000. Average, $141,250. And that's over $50,000 above the sales average. There's a lot to like about Colonel John. It's obvious that he's siring superb individuals. He was a runner, a multiple Grade 1 stakes winner, over $1,779,000. He won the Grade 1 Travelers and the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, won stakes 2, 3, and 4, and was a Grade 1 performer each year, sprinted one of the fastest miles on record, 132-3. And, of course, he is one of nine Grade 1 stakes winners by the Big Horse Sire, Tisnow, one of three Windstar Stallions currently ranked among the top 10 on the North American sire list. There are five yearlings for Colonel John catalog for the upcoming sales at Saratoga. And there are also youngsters in the sale by Artie Schiller, Distorted Humor, Harlan's Holiday, Sprite Stand, and Tisnow. For more information about the Windstar Stallions, contact Jerry Duffy or Jenny Barnett and see the website at windstarfarm.com.
One more time.
Alrighty, I believe I have Steve Moody with me. He's been on vacation, but he's off of vacation, and he's going to do us a favor right now and give us a win of the Coaching Club American Oaks today up at Saratoga. Steve, how you doing?
Well, vacation was went by too quickly, Ursel.
Oh, did you do anything special or just forget everything?
Just kind of laid around and enjoyed not having to do anything.
I do that all the time. How's the Oaks look to you?
Well, it's a short field, one of the rare short fields that we've seen the first couple of days at Saratoga. Of course, yesterday was opening day, and this, of course, is a Grade 1 for three-year-old fillies going a mile and an eighth, field of six in here. But you can make a case for nearly everybody. You start with one horse, Questing. Kieran McLaughlin has him. Was very impressive winner last time out against a lesser company. Takes a big jump up the ladder today, facing tougher foes, but based off that last race, if she could run back to that, she'd be very tough in here. The two-horse Disposable Pleasure for Todd Fletcher and the Provnik was riding at Saratoga this meet. She had a couple winners yesterday. This horse has had a kind of a history of running second, and she'll try to see if she can cure that ailment today. The four horse funny proposition said two starts on dirt, won them both. So you have to give her a look in here at the Mark Cassie's the trainer, Sean Bridgman has the mount.
Getting on phone number.
The five horse Zoe Impressive. She's a grade one winner, extremely game winning. The Mother Goose came from off the pace and then gutted out the win there. And then the bottom horse, the six In Lingerie, who comes off a win in the Black Eyed Susan. And she's the one horse in here that I think maybe benefits most from this race being a two-turn race. A lot of these horses are coming out of the races at Belmont where they're one-turn races. And this horse, of course, last start was at Pimlico in the Black Eyed Susan. And both her two-turn races, she has won. One of those was on poly track. The other one was on dirt. So I think she'll like the configuration of this race, the mile and an eighth around two turns. She's got tactical speed. I think the pace of the race ought to be an honest one. I think she can set just off of it and try to run them down in the stretch run. She had managed to overcome some trouble last start and still won. So she's working well, coming back off that Black Eyed Susan win. She's been off a couple months, but recent bullet work. So she looks like she's ready to go for Todd Pletcher, who's got a pair in here. And I'm going to give her the slight edge. Zoe Impressive, the Mother Goose winner. Very gutty win last time. If she came back and won today, certainly would not be a surprise. And then we're going to go with Disposable Pleasure, who kind of always runs well, but has a history of coming up a little bit short. We're going to take her in third. So 6-5-2 in the CCA Oaks.
All righty. Well, Steve, of course, is with BrisNet, and you can get that Saratoga handicapping sheet at BrisNet.com, right, Steve?
That's it, Ursel.
Okay. Now, are there any place around here that you can pick it up locally, or just best place is just go to the to BrisNet?
That's the best place. I'll have to check whether they're selling them out at Keeneland. I think maybe that they are, but I need to double check that before I tell everybody that they're there. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, if you go out to simulcast today, just ask them. Maybe they're there, maybe they're not, and if not now, maybe they'll be there the next day. Okay?
Ask for them, and maybe they'll if they don't have them, maybe they'll say, well, we need to get them.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. All right, Steve, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Ursel.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty. Well, there are 8 yearlings by Malibu Moon catalog for the August 6-7 Saratoga sale of selected yearlings. That's because Malibu Moon is a select kind of sire. For instance, 5 Malibu Moon yearlings were sold at the recent Fazy Tipton, Kentucky sale, and they brought $375,000, and that's the sales topper, $220,000, $185,000, $185,000, and $110,000. Now, that particular sale is one where buyers are particularly demanding when it comes to confirmation. Malibu Moon is one of the nation's elite sires, ranked among the leaders on the sire list and a superior sales sire. He stands at Spendthrift Farm. 2 other Spendthrift-based stallions were represented by yearlings at Fazy Tipton, Kentucky. Notional got the sale off to a good start when Hip Number 2, a Notional colt, brought $140,000, and later in the sale, a Tis Wonderful colt went for $160,000. So it's never too early to plan your mating for the 2013 season. And I would suggest you contact Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Fell, Ned Toffey, over at Spendthrift Farm. They'll do their utmost to accommodate, and the number there is 294-0030. Or you can see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Equine Savings. That's Steve Anderson's wonderful outfit. It's locally owned. They give back to the industry, and they can give you the best value on your hard-earned dollar on some very fine products. You know, for instance, commercial mowing equipment from Toro and Exmark. They can get you up to 28% discount off Toro and Exmark. Oh, man, that's a big savings. And they also, it's a simple pricing program, one straightforward price for everybody, no coupons, no hassles. Doesn't cost you anything to join. You just get the best products available. And let me tell you how you get in touch with them. Besides going to the website, which is equinesavings.com, you can call a local number at 502, it's Georgetown, 863-6000, or toll free, 877-905-0004. And don't forget equinesavings.com. They also have, you can give you savings on farm paint, pest controls, or Commonwealth technology for copier, fax, scanner needs. Just about, well, thing to do is call them up and talk to them about it. I'm going to give you those numbers one more time. And they answer that phone 7 days a week. Locally, it's the Georgetown number, 502-863-6000, or 877-905-0004. Or if you happen to own a little computer, go to equinesavings.com. Jackie, you got eight minutes to do announcements, and first thing you ought to announce is about our website.
Website is thanks to Lexington Computer Clinic over in Hamburg Place. They are in the Myers Building. And let's see, I'm going to think. I know their number. They have done a terrific job. Our website was a mess. And they've saved all of our old stuff, and we're up to May. I've got June to put up on the website and July. So, I mean, we even lost Cool Edit Pro. We had to get a new, whatever you call it. It's a bunch of technical stuff that, of course, I can say the words, but I don't know. And it, not like Doug Byers, who says fancy words and knows what they mean. I can say the words, but I have no clue what it means.
Well, tell them the new website thing.
Yes. Well, if you go to UrsulaStore.com, it'll throw you to UrsulaHorsetails.com, which is the new website. So it'll be fine. Everything should be up in a day or two, you know, the newer stuff. By Tuesday, I may go in Tuesday, and if I'm having trouble. See, they fixed it, and they go, and it's done, and they're trying to teach me how to do it. So I'm doing the best I can.
So. All right, let me announce these winners out here before you get to that.
Okay.
The winners out here, and since last week's show that we trained here, we've had 12 winners. We've got 32 on the month, but 12 since the last show. And the winner trainers were Scooter, B.G. Scooter Hughes, who trained Rahi Strotter, who won the Grade 3 $200,000 Arlington Handicap. Jimmy Cargan, Tommy Short, John Cappellini, Eduardo Caramore, Tommy Short again, Robert Sturgeon, nobody calls him Robert, Bobby Sturgeon, Kiko Gothard, Kellen Gordon, Ted Lucas, Kellen Gordon, another one, and Mike Estes.
All right. Congratulations to one and all.
Mike Estes's horse is a horse named Curmudgeon.
Okay.
And here's the riders are all with the jockey school out here. That's who gets on him.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So they probably had a bunch of those kids down there, you know. Okay, go ahead, Jackie.
All right.
Do that one first because I promised Alan we would do that.
Okay. July 24th through the 29th, which begins, I think, next Tuesday. Yes. At the Horse Park. It's the All-Tech Arena Clayton Woolsey Hall of Fame reigning this coming week. They've got $72,000 added money. This is a big one. This is a big fancy why we've got the horse park thing.
Okay.
So that'll be out there this week. And I got a complaint. I'm telling you, the horse park, I'm delighted to advertise their stuff, but their website leaves a little bit to be desired. To find out what's going on, you got a little 1.5 by 2 inch calendar. You have to click on it, and it gives you very little. Now, Cindy Ruhlman does a good job. She posts stuff that lets you know what's going on, but they used to have a nice big calendar, and every day said what was going on.
Yeah.
For instance, there's the FEI North American Junior and Young Rider Championships are going on now. I'm not real sure when they're over because I can't quite fool around with that website. I'm sorry, Cindy, but that's the truth. It's going on today, I know. Briarfest goes from yesterday through tomorrow. Cross-country schooling is the 28th of this month where you get to ride. Like I said, Briarfest, but there's summer, Kentucky Summer 1 runs next week. Now, that's hunters and jumpers just because I happen to know that. It runs through the 29th because I was fiddling around with that little calendar.
In other words,
help us.
John Nicholson, fix your website.
Yeah, this website, I'm sorry, the old website was
picking
great.
On poor
you
John
could,
there.
Yeah, you could just click on there, instantly see what was going on, how long it lasted, and so on. And the one says, click here for more information, and you don't really get
You don't
much.
Get any more
no,
information.
It says starts at 11, ends at 5, so... help out there. All right. Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club, their annual Sporting Clays Classic. It's up at the Elk Creek Hunt Club. That's up in Owenton, Owen County, right up I-75. It's really good. It's America's fastest growing shotgun sport designed by world-class shooter John Kruger. 20 stations on 10 shooting fields, shot as a 50 or 100 target round. Anyway, that's a lot of shooting. You can take your stuff up there. You can, I think it's team stuff. This all takes place in August, and I think it's the 28th, August 25th on a Saturday. So, get a hold of any one of these people, KTFMC.org, Kentucky Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club.org. Okay, August 19th is another show at Antebellum Farm out on Yarlton. That's Nancy Newton. That's a fun, fun show. It's combined training and dressage show. They've had one. This is the next one. It's really something to look forward to in the summer. It's on their farm. It's nice and easy going and just fun. So call Nancy Newton, 253-1839. She's nice. I like Nancy. Saturday, August 4th is Hats Off to Kentucky Horse Industry Day at the Horse Park. They are looking for people to donate hats and that sort of thing. If you want any more information on it, call them at Rude and Riddle. They are a big sponsor of that, and they will take care of you, answer all your questions. Bally High Show Stables down on Pinkard in Woodford County is having a Bally High Adult Camp. Can I please go? Can I please go? In the evening, July 30th to August 3rd. Call Joyce Brinsfield. It's fun. 948-2632.
You got a seniors class?
That's what this is, I think.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I said, you know, bring your own bottle. She said, whatever. This summer.
1 minute.
At Masterson Summer Bird Dressage Schooling every Wednesday. I'm done.
That's it. Where can they listen to this show, Jackie?
Oh, UrsoEllis.com, although the new name is UrsoEllisHorsetails.com, and I'm trying my best. And it's, what do you call it, stream live from WLXG.com. That's called something, Mike.
Okay, that's it. Thank you, Mary Jane and Ressie, and we'll talk to you guys next.